Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. All right, the verse today is from 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to start in 16, but I'm going to include 17 because it really completes the thought. So it says this: all scriptures breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Now, ladies, don't think that that excludes you. It means you as well. So let's talk about this verse for a second. Scripture in and of itself, I know within the context of our culture we live in right now, that a lot of people may look at the Bible and say, oh, that's just an old book. It was copied so many times. There's absolutely no way it's accurate. Listen, I could spend a lot of time talking through all that kind of stuff. All I'll tell you is this, is that we have so many fragments and scrolls and verses and stuff like that that go all the way back to the year 125 AD that verify the fact that the Bible has not been corrupted over the course of the last 2,000 years. I encourage you to go do some Google search on that, some research. You'll find it's incredible. I mean, you know, we never question the authenticity of like Julius Caesar's writings and stuff like that, but we have so few of those, but there's no question. Yet we have so many evidences that the Bible not only is accurate to what was written early on, but that it hasn't been altered. We're not talking about copies here where it's like the telephone game where people get to put in their own little tilt on it. What we're really talking about is rewritings. People would literally just copy word for word. And so we do see that the Bible is this is something that's pretty firm based on our history. There's not any variation that we've seen within the context of maybe a few verses that, but it's highly accurate. So this is something you can trust, but that's not really what I want to talk about in the context of today. I do encourage you to do your research on that though. The angle I'd like to hit today is simply what the Bible can be used for. You know, here in the context of the United States, we have this document called the Constitution. And the Constitution is a set of rules and regulations that we use in order to make sure that we're doing what we set out to do. And so it's almost like the foundation of how we live our lives. Well, the same thing with the Bible. It's the foundation of how you live your life. And so if you ever have a question on what you should do and how you should do it, you need to go back to the foundation of your life, which is the Bible. So where does that come from? Well, the Bible says here in this verse that all scriptures breathed out by God. And while God may not have been the physical instrument that wrote it down on the papyrus, he's the one that it came from. The word of God came from God's heart to men, and they put it down on paper so that we could have it. It's breathed out by God, and it's profitable. That means it's good for you. It's going to benefit you. Okay, so it's profitable for teaching, for reproof, correction, and for training in righteousness. Well, teaching, obviously, we get that. You need to be taught a variety of things. You need to be taught how to live your life, but what you really need to understand and be taught is how God thinks and how God does things and how we can amend how we do things to how God does things, because we know if God is perfect and pure and holy, and if God is the pinnacle of perfection that we're after, then we need to be taught how to live like him so that we can do the things he's called us to do. For reproof, well, that's just a fancy word for a rebuke, okay, for telling you, hey, don't do that. Okay, now I know a lot of times within church we really, really like reproofing people. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that should be done with grace, and I think it should be done with an element of truth, but also obviously with that grace moment in there. A correction, it's the same thing. Like whenever I submit myself to a body of believers, what I'm doing is I'm asking them not only to help train me on how to live my life, but I'm asking them to look into my heart and my life and see if there's any way within me that needs to be adjusted or changed. I want to live like God wants me to live. And so if there's anything in me that needs to be reproofed or rebuked or corrected, I'm inviting people to help me with that. Now, I want you to do it in love and in grace, but that's a part of what this is all about. So how do we know what needs to be reproofed or corrected? Well, the word of God for training in righteousness, Okay, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But can I tell you something? You've got to constantly dig into the word so that you can be trained in what it really means to be righteous. It's like, I don't want to just give you $1 million and say, hey, good luck, buddy. I'd want to give you $1 million and then make sure that you can understand how to use this for your benefit so that you're not broke in a year. It's training in righteousness. Why? Why are we doing all this? It's because you need to be complete and equipped for every good work. I love this verse because what it's telling us is that not only is the Bible, the Word of God, breathed out by our Father, but it is profitable for you. It teaches you, it reproofs you, it corrects you, it trains you. Why? Not because it wants to lord over or control your life, but because your Father wants you to be complete and equipped for every single thing He has for you. That's how powerful the Bible is. So if you haven't, I encourage you, spend some time, dig in the scripture, get with a Bible study group, really dive in, because this Word of God, not only is that codex by which we can live our lives, but it's profitable for you. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.